Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the Jazz Master right out of Kansas City, Missouri. That was Charlie Bird Parker with the tune Repetition off the CD compilation called The Verb Story. And this was on Volume 1. It's a great, great listen. Or it was between the years of 1944 to 53. And that will begin a full hour of looking into a record label that brought the world some of the finest jazz our eardrums have ever heard, Verve Records. The company was originally founded by Norman Granz back in 1956, and the label soaked up the rich catalogs of his earlier labels, and that would be Clef Records, found in 46, and Norgrand Records, found in 53, and material previously licensed in Mercury Records. Verve was created just as the 12-inch long-playing album became the industry standard. So in the very beginning, when Grants started the record label, he was the esteemed manager of Ella Fitzgerald and managed to sign her away from Decca Records. And that inaugurated the Jazz 4000 series with Fitzgerald's first album release on Verb. It was Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Cole Porter Songbook. So the initial foundation of this label and company was done by Grants to get this new series of recordings by Lady Ella and those famed songbooks. And after the first volume, seven more came out right through 1964. galvanizing the label as a jazz force to be reckoned with. And these days, in 2016, the Verve Music Group operates through an association with Interscope Records. But so much happened in between, and we will listen to the music over the years pressed by Verve and hear the full story. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs labels, like the kind Verve promoted with cats like Bird leading the march, right out of Kansas City, Missouri, ready to look into the good grooves of the Verve story, and there were many. Keeping the proverbial jazz disc spinning is Bud Powell with the tune Celia.
This is Jessica Page. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Gene Krupa on the drum kit with his trio during the 1944 to 53 window with the tune Drum Boogie, and he knew that well. So the Verve catalog grew quite a bit through the 1950s and 60s, and their roster of jazz cats included the finest in the world of jazz, like Charlie Parker, Bill Evans, Stan Getz, Billie Holiday, Oscar Peterson, Ben Webster, and the Prez, Lester Young. It was also groundbreaking in promoting comedy albums, including Spike Jonze's first LP in 56, and several best-selling albums featuring live performances by Shelley Berman, and that started in 1960. So this next cut is the last one from that volume one that was 44 to 54. This is Illinois Jacquet with Port of Rico, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you. That was the showman of showmen, piano legend Art Tatum, with T for Two from the 1953 to 57 era, or Volume 2. So by 1960, Norman was looking to retire and move to Europe, but that was not going to happen. Granz's attorney, Milton Rudin, represented Frank Sinatra as well, and knew that Sinatra wanted his own record label. So on a handshake, Sinatra and Granz made a deal for the singer to purchase Verve. But the negotiations went downhill over the final price and the fact that Sinatra wanted Granz to stay on as the big boss of the label. So after the Sinatra deal breakdown, Granz sold Verve to MGM in 1961 for $3.1 million, and I think he finally got that retirement he wanted. From the jump and jive cool of Lionel Hampton, here he is with the tune Flying Home.
This is vibraphonist Stefan Harris, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you. one more time. Let's try it one more once.
That was the great Count Basie and his orchestra in tow with their take on April in Paris via that 1953-57 song window. So after the sale that Grants made, Creed Taylor was appointed as the producer and adopted a more commercial approach, canceling several contracts. He brought the Bossa Nova to America with the Stan Getz Charlie Bird LP Jazz Samba, as well as the Getz Gilberto and Walt Vondelay LP Rainforest. It was also in 64 that Creed supervised the creation of a folk music subsidiary named Verve Folkways. They were growing in different ways, and that was good for them. From the pipes of the great Billie Holiday and that celebrated 1953-57 era, here she is with Lady Sings the Blues, and she did, as the Verve story moves on.
Sings the blues. but now the world will know she's never gonna sing them no more, no
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was sax man Sonny Stitt with I Can't Give You Anything But Love, the Verve Anthem. Circa 1957 to 62, it was in that Volume 3 era. So along with the jazz, Verve had a handful of rock artists in the 60s, acts like the Righteous Brothers, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, the Velvet Underground, and the Blues Project. These recordings were released on the Blue Verve labels, while the jazz releases were issued on the Black labels. And it was in the 1970s the change came again, and they became part of the PolyGram label group, and this morphed into the Verve Music Group after PolyGram was merged with Seagram's Universal Music Group in 1998. There was a lot of movement going on in the record label world back decades ago and even into today. From the 1957 to 62 era, here's Mel Torme with the tune Too Close for Comfort, and It Always Was with the Velvet Fog, next on Neon Jazz.
Be wise, be fair, be sure, be there, behave, beware. Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your feet, she's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, no, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm and be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care when there's such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort. Thinking cat boy, 'cause if you don't look out, you will find that you are much too close for comfort. You're heading for a mishap, boy. The first thing that you know, she will have you up that old tree. She's too close for comfort. Too close. Be firm and be fair, be absolutely sure, beware. On your guard, take care when there is such temptation. One thing leads to another, too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. One thing leads to another, too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. One thing leads to another, too late to run for mother. She's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be fair, be sure, be there, behave, beware. She's too close for comfort now.
Hey, it's David Bassi, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the cool Stan Getz with Knight Rider. So the label was revived in the mid-1990s with new releases and more of a focus on reissuing its back catalog. So between 90 and 97, Verve Records saw a major resurgence creatively with artists signing on cats like Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Joe Henderson, Roy Hargrove, John Scofield, Shirley Horn, Betty Carter, and the list goes on. And it was during this era of 91 to 97 that Verve was hailed and recognized by Billboard magazine as the number one jazz label in the world. So by the mid-2000s, there was an extensive Verve Vault selection on iTunes for the world to enjoy. From the Oscar Peterson Trio we go. Here's Something's Coming, and it is as we roll on forward on this Verve Hour.
Thank you. Hey, this is Joe Locke, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, keeping the vibe alive. Watchy water. Watchy water.
That was the cool man of the vibes, Cal Jader, with Soul Sauce during the 1962 to 94 era. We took you from those young years of Verve right into the very busy 2016, as they are called, the Verve Music Group these days. They're still holding on to their jazz roots, but also putting crossover classical music, progressive pop, and show tunes into their catalog. They are still making the world a cooler place with all that quality music, jazz, and beyond, baby. And our final look into the Verve Vault comes from the cool jazz cat on the guitar, Kenny Burrell, with the song Last Night When We Were Young. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of verve, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard, let us know. Give us an insight or two. We love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.